Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw B'siyata D'Shemaya, that Moshe was explaining to Yisrael that the reason he has to do it that way, that he's doing it the one-man job, is because not only is he doing the din, but he's also giving over Torah. There's two mahalchim over here. There's din, and there's also Mesiris HaTorah. That's the basic yisod of what we learned, Tamsis, Sheva Tamsis, Sheva Tamsis. We discussed Barichus, and hopefully you heard that, and we are going to go weiter. So now we have Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Tes, where Vayomer Chosein Moshe Elav Lo Tova Davar Shtoseh Navol Tibol Gam Ata Gam Amasher Imach Ki Kaved Mimcha Hadavar Lo Tuchal Asol Levadechayich. The father-in-law of Moshe says to him, "It's not good what you're doing. You're going to be worn out. You, also the nation that's with you, because it's too heavy. You can't do it alone." So the Alshech asks, "He already made that taina before. What's he repeating the taina? You can't do it alone. He already made the taina before." And also the stir lechora that he says over here, lo tov, it's not good, which is mashma, it's intrinsically not good, but he also says nabol tibol, which means you're going to get worn out, which seems to say that it's intrinsically not a problem, but pragmatically, practically speaking, it's not a good idea because you're going to get worn out. So which one is it? Is it lo tov or nabol tibol? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That the Yisrael Tain is like he says in Vayter and Pasuk Yotes, vayilim imach, that God's going to be with you. So lechora, what was until now? Until now, God wasn't with him. Alshech talks about this to others. The answer is that the primary reason that Bnei Yisrael wanted din in such a way of Mesiris HaTorah is because they didn't want there to be mistakes when there was din. They wanted to make sure that it was absolutely correct. And therefore, we see in the Gemara, Shabbos Daf Yud, the Mechilta, that if a dayan is done, din emes lamita v'shutu l'kadosh baruch hu b'mayis v'reishis. We need emes lamita. In other words, not just l'fira osein ha'dayan, as the dayan sees it. They want it to be inherently true, and therefore that's only if it's been derech mesiris haTorah, because Torah is the emes. But if it's a judge, maybe the judge sees it as he sees it, maybe he's making a mistake. That's why they're omer aboshman abokar ad ha'erev, if they were standing over him from morning till night, because they knew that he was the gather of shutuf lekadosh baruch hu b'mayis v'reishis. They wanted this din al pi Torah, because that's the shutuf lekadosh baruch hu b'mayis v'reishis, where it says va'erev aybokar. So they were omer Amoshim and Aboker out of Erev, because they wanted the true din, the din Emes Lamita, Mahalach of Shel Torah. So Yisrael says to him, Vilum Imach, God's going to be with you. God is with the judges. There's a special siyata d'shmaya of the judges to be judged din Emes. And therefore, going to give you an Eitzah to do the din, B'mahalach Shel Din. That's also going to be correct, because God's going to be with you. You're going to have special siyata d'shmaya. And therefore, it doesn't have to be in the mahalach of Mesinas HaTorah called Prat in every detail. You just your job is to teach the Jews the general ideas, and the details the judges are going to figure out themselves. So you don't need your special koch of Mesiris HaTorah anymore. Therefore, it doesn't have to be a one-man show. It doesn't have to be done by you. So Yisrael tells him over here that you be for the nation opposite God, right? And you should teach them the chukim, the Torahs. Here it's talking about Dayanus. And then all of a sudden we throw in this pasuk, these pasukim about like teaching Torah. We're talking about Dayanus. So the answer is no, we're not talking about Dayanus. He's saying your job is to teach them Torah. You don't have to be the Dayan for everybody. I'm going to give you an Eitz of Lim Imach, God's going to be with you, meaning that Elohim Nitzav Adasel, that there's going to be a special koach for Dayanim. And your job is going to be to just teach the Torah part, the general ideas. But the Dayanim are going to have God with them, and therefore they're not going to need your special koach of Mesiris HaTorah. There are no mistakes, because they're not going to make mistakes because God's with them. And therefore, he says, your job is to teach a derech asher yelchuba, klalus hadavar. And more than that, you don't need Torah. Because Mesiris HaTorah is klapei haklal. And not in every single detail. That's shaykh to din. That's what it says in the Mechilta, Yeh Atah La'am. Hayeh Lam Kechli Mali Dibris. What does it mean, Hayeh Atah La'am? You be for the nation. You be for the nation, Mula Elohim opposite God, Kechli Mali Dibris, meaning your job is to just teach them like the Dibris, the general ideas, but not all the details. Not the Platim Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And Memele, it's Lo Tov. It's Lo Tov because you what you're doing is intrinsically not good because your job is to teach them the general Torah, not each individual case. That's for the Dayanim. So others can do it. So that's why it's Lo Tov. Because your job is to teach them a general Torah and then to go into the details. That's for the Dayanim. So if you do Dayanus b'mahal shel Torah, that's Lo Tov. And now we have Pasuk Chof Beis, V'shavtu v'sa'am b'choleis, V'ya kol debra agadu yivir alecha b'chol debra katan yishpotu heim, V'akem alecha b'nasu itach, and you judge the nation, and they will judge the nation at all times, and every big thing they'll bring to you, and every small thing they're going to judge, and they're going to make it lighter for you, and bear the burden with you. The Al-Sheikh said, what until now? Lo shavtu b'choleis. The Al-Sheikh, if you look in the Al-Sheikh, he lists 15 questions. Tak, 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 tak. Short and to the point. Kurz und deutlich. Katzar v'lanyan. So he says, Omro v'shavtu v'sam b'choleis. Ki alo kam atam o she'a shofir v'sam b'choleis. Even now he was judging them at all times. So what's the chiddush of Yisrael that he says and they'll judge at all times? Until now Moshe was also judging at all times. So what are you gaining now? You want constant judgment? You already have it? So what does Rashi say? And v'shavtu v'sam b'chol eis. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Vidunu in Lashon Tzivui. This is a Tzivui. My Kavanah. The Chayav Lishpot. Vinyan Zeh Shayach. So this is only Shayach, this Chi of Lishpot, if we're talking about. Now we're talking about Dayanus, we're not talking about Mesiris HaTorah. There's a special chiv in the Torah to be judged. There's no special chiv in the Torah of Mesiris HaTorah B'choleis. If somebody comes to you with a judgment, you have to judge. But if it would just be an inyan of Mesiris HaTorah, then it wouldn't be a chiv that you have to be Moser the Torah at all times. So here we have a special chiyuv lishpot. And even if there is a chiyuv of Mesiris HaTorah at all times, but that's not what the pasuk is talking about. B'shavtu asam b'chol eis, that you have to judge them at all times, meaning you have to, there's a chiyuv lishpot, there's a chiyuv to judge. Mitzvah d'oraisa, we discussed that a lot in Rosh Hashanah. So that's what he's telling him now. He's telling him, go from the Mahalach of Mesiris HaTorah to the Mahalach of Mishpat. And this works even better with the Sigin Sanhedrin 34b. V'shavtu asam b'choleis, we learn that even though ain't done b'layla, even though you don't judge at night, but if you start during the day, you can finish it off at night. And that's only b'choleis din. B'choleis din has a haschala, and therefore there's a self that you can finish at night. But the mahalach shahaya ad hashta, shlohaya zem maise ben ish lereyeyu, el yedias hateir adin, hateir bulvad, en al zedin haschala. Shemikoach ze yachul din b'chol leis ligmor balayla. Until now, the mahalach wasn't a mahalach of din, it was a mahalach of Torah. And then ultimately they gave the final judgment, but the mahalach here was, to get there was Torah. So therefore, there's not going to be a din of haschalas din that you can finish at night. But only after this whole parsha, that there's going to be now a chalos din. I want you to do it mahalach shel din. Now, v'shavtu asam b'chaleis. That if you start during the day, you end at night, because now the whole thing is b'chalos din. Not b'chalos, not a mahalach of Torah anymore, mesiris ha-Torah. I want you to judge them as judges, and then the Torah is a separate thing. Give them the kolam of Torah. And based on this, we can understand, avolti bol gam ata gam ha'am. Ah, he already said lo tov. So we asked, which one is it? Is it a mahalach of lo tov, which is intrinsically bad, or is it novelty ball that pragmatically it's not going to work, but it's not intrinsically bad? So it would appear, based on what it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, imes adabra azetase, v'tzivcha Elohim v'yachol ta'amod, if you do this, and God commands you, and you can stand, and the whole nation, and you will be able to stand, and also the whole nation will go in its place in peace. So for the Kliyokar, the Alshich, it should first say, if God commands you, and you do this, then you'll be able to stand. What do you mean, first do it and then God command? First you'll do it and then God will command it. No. First God will command and then you'll do. But that's not what the Pasuk says. But it says first you'll do and then God will command. So the answer is, it's Pasuk. Much is only going to do it if God commands. That you don't have to say. But Befrat, based on what Rashi says in Pasuk Yates from the Mechilta, it says that God's going to be with you. Tzevi malach bigvure. Go and ask God. So he already said to ask Hashem. So why is he repeating himself? I am the Baruch Haim Khan. When it says God's going to command you, it's referring to, and you'll be able to stand. In other words, Hashem is going to give koach to a person. He can stand in what's required of him. And after Yisroel explained that you don't need dafka chalos Torah kol din, because you can get to that same outcome without it, and meila, it's going to be shalol etzorach. And if it's shalol etzorach, novel tibol. In other words, a novel tibol is not a reason that you shouldn't do it. Because anyway, he told him lo tov. But he's telling the outcome of the lo tov. Since it's lo tov, there's going to be a novelty ball. You're going to be worn out. Since it's lo tov. And therefore it's going to be kaved mimcha adover. You're not going to be given the kochos, because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. Brim tasech kain. If you do it, in other words, if you go in the Mahalach of Din, so then it's going to be Mikoach V'tzivcha Elohim. You're going to be able to do it, because then God is, that's what God's commanding. And what is God commanding? God is commanding that you just teach them the Torah. You teach them the general Torah, like we saw before. And that's Vodat Lam Sachukim Vesatoros Vesa Vodalam Sadar Yelchuba the Master the Sher Yasun. That's your job, Moshe Rabbeinu. Your job, your main job is Mesiris HaTorah. And then the Dayanus, you'll do as Mahalach Shel Dayanus. But not that all the cases are going to come as Mesiris HaTorah. And therefore, Yimis HaDavar Zetase. If you do it like this, that you teach them Torah when you're teaching Torah, and when you're a dying, but it doesn't have to be mahalach shel mesiris ha-Torah that all the cases are going to come to you. That's what God commanded, and then you're going to be given the power to stand, because that's going to be your job. And then what about the nation? Kolam yavo al makomo b'shalom. What do you mean kolam yavo al makomo b'shalom? Al-Sheikh asks, what are we bringing in the shalom? What is it telling the makom? Cholam yavo amakoyim b'shalom. In other words, the makom is its place. What's the place of the nation? That we already received Torah. The fisha makvar nitin lo Torah b'makom abolam hazeh. You don't need Torah min hashamayim. Moshe, you don't need the same say it's before Man Torah, after Man Torah. But assuming this is, let's say, after Man Torah, it's easier. You don't need to go to Torah Min HaShemayim. It's before Man Torah. How is he judging them? Based on what laws? Akopanim, even if you say that, but your job isn't to go to Shemayim. Your job is to teach the Torah Al Aretz. Is to Din that's Al Aretz, not the Torah Al Aretz. Din Al Aretz. So that's what it means. It's going to be in its place, b'shalom. Its place in Olam Hazeh. You're not going to have to go up to Shemayim. The Am is going to yavo al makomo b'shalom. What's makomo? In this world, you're not going to have to go up. You're not going to go have to go up to the next world for the answers. Because you're doing a mahalach of din. And the mahalach of din is a very this-worldly mahalach. It's not part of the mahalach of Mesiris HaTorah of going to the upper worlds and then passing it on. And at this we can understand what it says in the Mechilta, cited by Rashi in Pasuk Yitches, Gam Navolti Bo, Gam Atah, Gam Am Hazeh Asher Itcha. What does it mean? Atah, Atah's Moshe. What does it mean? Gam? Gam? Gam Zeh Aaron. Am Hazeh Asher Itcha. Those are the Shivim Zikanim. It's one opinion. Rav Zerodoy Omer, Atah Zeh Moshe, Gam Zeh Aaron, Gam Zeh Nadav Aviyu, Am Hashem Ach Shivim Zikanim. And so too with Pasuk of Gimel, B'cholam al makom yavu b'shalom. So I'm at Aaron, Ubanav, and Zekanim. Well, what do they have to do with this whole parasha? The whole nidon here is Moshe Rabbeinu judging alone. And all of a sudden we're worried about Aaron and Nadav and Aviyu and the Zekanim. Ma'im kshurim la'sipur po. So based on what we said, we understand very nicely. מבואר בגמרא בעירובין דף נ"ד עמוד ב' תנו רבונן כיצד סדר משנה מוישה למד מפי הגבורה נכנס אהרון ושנה לו מוישה פירקוי נסתר לק אהרון ויושב לשמאל מוישה נכנסו בנו we discussed this gemara a lot I love this gemara נכנסו בנו ויושב ונכנסו זקן ונסתר כזקן ונכנס העם basically Moshe learns from God Aaron comes in he teaches him then Aaron sits on the other side of Moshe and the sons come in And then the Zekanim come in. And then the nation, everybody gets to hear it four times. Then Aaron repeats it, etc. You can see in the Gemara in Erev in 54. As ma ra'uim mikan? Ra'uim mi'agmara, shebeseder mesirat ha-Torah, haya inyan miyuchad le'aron uvanav v'shevim zekanim. When it comes to Mesiris ha-Torah, there was a special inyan in Aaron and his sons. And the Shivim Zekanim, they were part of the chain of transmission of Torah. So since we see that the din that was done, that Moshe was done, was begether Mesiris HaTorah. So therefore Aaron and Banim Zekanim had to be there. And Yisra was saying, no, you don't need this gather. It doesn't need to be done in this way. And therefore you don't need neither Moshe, nor Aaron, nor the Banim, nor the Zekanim. And since you don't need it, Memela Nubal Tibal. Right, that's his tine of Nubal Tibal you're going to get. Right? We said he already made the tine of before. You can't do it alone. You're going to get worn out. Yeah, but now he's telling why are you going to get worn out? Because this is not the proper mahalach. You don't have to do this mahalach. You do a mahalach of din and then you won't get worn out. But if you do this mahalach, you're going to get worn out. Why are you going to get worn out? Before it doesn't say the words Nubal Tibal. So you're going to get worn out because that's not what God commanded. God didn't command it. You don't have the koyches. And that's a good lesson for life. That if there's something that you're not able to do, God obviously didn't command you to do it. You know, since I learned the Torah, for me, one of the best Musa's farm is Yabi Oimer, for Avadi Yosef. Where's the Musa? Come on, doesn't say a word of Musa. The answer is the Musa is how much a Jew can know. How much can a Jew know? It's just, it's mind-boggling how much that man knew. And not only how much that man knew, but it wasn't just that he was sitting, never in his life was he just sitting and learning. He always had tirdus. And from day one, he was born, he was dirt poor his whole childhood. And then finally gets married, he's also dirt poor. You know, he's living, you know, we would never be, I don't know about you, but people like me would never be able to last in his conditions 5.5 minutes. With the electricity and the plumbing and all the different things that, you know, the lack thereof that he suffered from and how much food he had or he didn't have and just the poverty, and then he gets married, and getting married is tirdus. He has 10, 11 children. Obviously tirdus there, and he's a dayan from a very young age. And he goes to Egypt, and they put a gun to his head, and he's all the tzaras there, and leaves his library, and then he comes back, and again a dayan, and then a rav of the city, and then a rav of the country. And always tirdus, and throughout that whole period of time, decades, of nonstop tirdus and letters, and he wrote thousands of askamas and people coming for brachas and for problems, and he's starting the shas party, everything. And yet, if he just would have sat and learned, I mean, a person like me, if I just would sit and learn for 1,000 years, just learn, I wouldn't accomplish what he did. And not only did he do everything he did in his life with all the tirdus, but he also wrote loads of svarim. I mean, writing takes a long time. It takes a long time. So you just copy what he writes, it would take years. Just copy. And he says, you know, I ain't this tshuva, this simon, and you could see it's a 25-page tshuva. And for him, it was just, you know, I ain't sham. You know, it was just a sort of an afterthought. But that's not the ikar psak. And then he has to come to psakim. He has to come to decisions. Just an incredible thing. So I say to myself, so how come you're not there? It's a shtickle chalisha sadas, right? Maybe more than a shtickle. The answer is, if you can't do it, it's obviously, God obviously didn't command you. If it's within your koichas, then do it. If it's not within your koichas, don't do it. Anyway, closed parentheses. That was parenthetical statement. So that's what it says over here. You're not going to have the koichas. Novel tibo. You're not going to be given koach min hashamayim. And therefore, he includes Aaron, Abanim, Veshivim, Zekenim. Naval Tibol, Gamata, Gamamazer, Sheritcha, they're with you. Because they're, in other words, instead of being involved in general Masiris HaTorah, they're involved in every din. The Mahalach Shal Masiris HaTorah, it's too much. That's not your job. But if you just let it be the way it's supposed to be, that all the specific dinim go to the Dayanim, and your job is the general Masiris HaTorah, the general principles, like we saw before, the Dibris. Right, like we saw in Chazal. Hayei talam kechli mole dibros. So your job in Aaron and the Zakenim is just to give over the kolam of Torah, not to be involved in every specific case. And Mamela, welcome Yovel Bishalom. They're gonna be in peace. Right, that's what Chazal say. Kol ha'am azal makom u'yavu b'shalom. It's talking about Aaron Ubanav Zakenim, according to one Chazal. Because they're also gonna come in peace, otherwise this is gonna be too much for them. Because if not, then they're gonna be doing too much, and then they're not gonna be good. It's not gonna be noble tivo. It's gonna be no peace. Now we can also understand another diuk. It says in Pasuk Yudalid, V'chol ha'am. V'yachos emoshu z'kol shoseh la'am, v'yom moshe ma'adavos shoseh la'am, matu ata yoshev levadecha, v'chol ha'am nitzav alecha. There it says, v'chol ha'am. Chor, it's not kol ha'am. It's only those who are coming before Moshe for din. And also, you compare that with Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, Yim Rachos Yeshem Moshe B'lish, but as Ha'am. There's no V'chol Ha'am. Where's the V'chol Ha'am? Pasuk Tesvav, Ki Avoy Elay Ha'am Lidrosh. Doesn't say Kol Ha'am. So how come in Yud Dalet it's Kol Ha'am, and Yud Gimel and Tesvav it's not Kol Ha'am? So we go back to the Gemara in Erevin. That the Zakenim with after the Zakenim, the Yom would come in. Shemesiras haTorah inyanu lekol ha'am. The whole nation would come in for Mesiras haTorah. And since it's begeder Mesiras haTorah, it's shayich lekol ha'am. So that's Pasuk Yudalet. Pasuk Yudalet, we're talking about Mesiras haTorah. The Mesiras haTorah is lekol ha'am. That's the mahalach over here. Matu ata yoshev v'chol ha'am nitzav alechem and v'chol ha'am nitzav alechem. The whole ha'am wants you. Why the whole Am? Why are you doing it in Mahalach of Mesiras HaTorah? But in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it's talking about the Amida. Vayeshe Moshe Lisba V'yamur Am Al Moshe. It doesn't say Kol Am, it is just Ha'am. It says V'yamur. What's the V'yamur? The V'yamur is Oshan Amida, Amida of Balei Din. So we're talking over here about the people who are coming as for Din. V'yamur Am Al Moshe. The people who are Matzav Shel Amida were those who are coming for din. And the next pasuk for Chol Ha'am is, and there it doesn't say Lashon Amid, it says Nitzav, which we spoke about in the previous year, which can mean present, because there it's talking about Mesiras HaTorah. So it's Kolam. Kolam has to get the Torah. But Yud Gimel is Ha'am. Because that's Ladin, that's Amod. That's why Yud Gimel, it's just those who are coming for Din. They're doing the actual standing. And then Kolam is there because they're coming from Maseiras HaTorah. So that explains Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. And then Tesvav is Moshe's answer. Right? Yisro comes in with a Taina. Well, why are you doing it this way? Moshe says, Ki Yavo Elai Ha'am L'drosh Elokim. In other words, they're coming when they come for judgment. Why are they coming to me for judgment? Because they want to hear it. They want to hear the word of God. They want to hear the Mahalach of Torah. If he says Ha'am, not Kolam, as it's an answer for Yisro, why the Baalei didn't come dafka before him and not for din to others? And that's not an inyan lekolam. That's just Ha'am. Why they're coming for din? So that's pasuk tesvav. And pasuk yud gimel, he says that they're standing, mamish amida, physical amida, min haboker ad ha'arev. And then Yisro's response back was, Yisro's taina was, madu ata yoshev levadecha v'chol am nitzav alecha min boker ad ha'arev. Meaning, they're physically standing because you're doing din, then why is everybody present? Everybody doesn't have to be present. If everybody's present, then it's a mahalach of Torah. And if it's a mahalach of Torah, then it doesn't mean to be min boker ad ha'arev. It's min boker ad ha'arev that you're shutuf l'maisa bereishis v'yirei boker. But if it's a mahalach of Torah, then it doesn't need to be in a min boker ad ha'arev. It's not a mahalach of din b'chlal. So why does everybody have to be there? If it's din, then everybody has to be there. Why are you doing it on Mahalach of Torah? And if it's a Mahalach of Torah, then it's not min haboker ad ha'arev. And therefore it's kolam nitzav alecha. Right? It's a Mahalach of Torah. That's why everybody is nitzav, everybody is present. Min haboker ad ha'arev, but it's not min haboker ad ha'arev, it's a stira. Because if it's Torah, it doesn't need to be min haboker ad ha'arev, only if it's din. So if you're doing it in a Mahalach of din, then why is everybody there? Everybody doesn't have to be there. Because only the Baalei Din have to be there. But you see, it's not a Mahalach of Din. It's Kolam. Everybody is there. Everybody is Nitzav. Everybody's present. And if everybody's present, a Mela doesn't have to be in a Mahalach of Min HaBoker Ad Ha'arev. So that was his Taina. Al Kopanim Mariv Rabbeisai. Mamish Pele Plos. What can I tell you? So, I thank you so much for listening. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to revisit this parsha, and we have so much more to talk about. We haven't even yet gotten to Matan Torah. So that's super duper exciting. So I thank you for listening. Be'ezrat Hashem, Na li she'er imanu le'od de'e devrei Elokim chayim. Shalom, shalom.